20 years ago, just as indie rock started to be called indie rock, John Darnielle founded one of its great bands, the Mountain Goats.
Masks hanging on the tomb walls, weathercoven graves. Witches hiding in the brambles, ground level down where the dry leaves.
The critic for The New Yorker calls him America's best non-hip-hop lyricist. His songs are moody, literary, some might say even a bit navel-gazy. So you'd probably peg him for a Leonard Cohen fan or maybe Nick Drake. Turns out, no, not the case. He was and still is a metalhead. Darnielle got hooked as a kid in California.
When I was getting babysat growing up, the first thing I would do is go directly to my babysitters, you know, as usually teenagers, and I would go directly to their room and start flipping through the vinyl, right, and see what they have. But they would have a lot of Montrose and Alice Cooper. But the first thing I heard was Iron Man by Black Sabbath. And the first thing you hear is this plodding beat, and then you hear a guitar that sounds like it's going out of tune, but you hear, right? And then you hear this treated voice.
I am Iron Man.
Right? And I didn't know what I was supposed to think. We are talking about the power of these monolithic, iceberg-sized riffs that sort of lodge in your brain.
Nobody wants him. He just stares at the world.
It's kind of a depressing song about a creature being held in storage and coming to wreak revenge on people who've abandoned him.
Planning his vengeance. That he will surrender.
Black Sabbath is not necessarily about pleasure. Black Sabbath is more about accessing the part of yourself that is bummed out. They try not to hit you at your libido, but hit you somewhere else, in your fists, right, or in your skull. With rock and roll, generally speaking, it's encouraging you to access your Dionysiac self who is experiencing pleasure, right? That's what rock and roll is about. But the Dionysiac impulse is also the flesh-eating impulse, right? The blood and guts, right? And I think those of us who are raised in academic environments don't really engage that as readily as kids who fight or play sports, you know? And I think interacting with metal was my gateway into sort of a harder connection to my body. But metal is a discipline. Guys who play heavy metal are like classical musicians. They're really good at what they do. Those guys can play all manner of scales and modes and can talk about them and are really excellent at it. Whereas I'm kind of a primitive guitarist. What I do is about getting my lyrics across.
I hope I cut myself shaving tomorrow. I hope it bleeds all day long. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. We're pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope you blink before I do.
Because I come from, my father's an English professor and my stepfather's a political activist and my mother's a librarian, so my music stylistically couldn't really be further from heavy metal. But what I do, if you've seen me live, is very much about physical engagement and being very present in a single physical, bright, burning moment. I mean, even though I work with words, I'm always wanting to get to that level of poetry where when you say something, it's actually a physical event.
John Darnielle is the lead singer of the Mountain Goats. They've got a new album coming out this fall, and some of the original members of Black Sabbath are playing a reunion concert at Lollapalooza in Chicago on August 3rd. Our story was produced by Stephen Reeder. Is there a band that changed your life? Or maybe it was a novel or a movie or any work of art? If so, we'd like to hear about it. Drop us a note at studio360.org.